65. Fonz, how you doing?
What's up, man? We're in Glendale, dude. It's crazy.
We are in the fabulous city of Glendale.
Yeah, it's hot as heck.
Kathy Ireland was born here. Paul Walker was born here.
It's crazy.
If you've ever heard the term playoffs? Playoffs? Talk about playoffs? Jim Mora was born here. He didn't think of making the playoffs back in the day. We are making the playoffs in this podcast because we have a very special guest, Jules Escobedo. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks for having me. Thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, do you go by Jules or Julian?
Julian, Jules, whatever. It doesn't really matter. I'm cool with either.
None of them are like when your mom gets hella mad.
Oh, it's Julian.
That's Julian. Okay.
Whenever it's like, oh, shit, I got to fucking do whatever she's saying. Yeah. Whenever they throw out the Spanish, that's when
when
you're trouble. Yeah.
We'll make sure there's no Julian moments.
Yeah, I'll definitely
in the show. What brings you to LA?
Just hang out with some family. I'm really family oriented, and my parents asked me if I wanted to go to the Harry Potter. What is it even called? I just say Harry Potter World, but like it has a name, the Wizarding World of Harry Potter. Whatever. Yeah. I'm a big fan. I have a few tattoos of Harry Potter and whatever.
Slytherin, I see.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Walter's like, what are you guys talking about?
That I've seen part one, and I haven't read any. I've seen part one. And it was awesome. That's at Universal Studios, right?
Oh, yeah. So they wanted to take me there, and I was like, okay, sure, let's have a vacation. I never really vacation or anything. I'm, like, super just busy all the time. So they're like, yeah, sure, we'll take you out here, and we're going to have the whole week. So you're going to have, like, 3 days to do whatever. And I'm like, okay, I guess so. So, I found you guys, and I was like, hey, I like these guys. They sound pretty cool, so might as well ask to be on the show, and here we are.
Cool. Yeah, that's...
Well, thanks for reaching out, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Awesome.
This show is going to be awesome. On top of Harry Potter, in addition to that, you play for a band called Volcan, and you're from San Antonio.
Yes, sir.
You play trombone, right, for a band called Volcan. Yeah. You also have... you have two running podcasts, the Texas Music Spotlight and Nerdy Things podcast.
Dude, he's making us look bad, man.
We get like two shows a month, right?
And he's in a band.
A
few bands, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I don't know. I just like to stay busy. I don't like to just sit there. Like, even on the airplane over here, I was just waiting for the airplane to get, like, you know, for us to board and stuff. And I was just sitting there. I'm like, what do I do? Like, I tell my dad, I was like, what am I supposed to do? He's like, this is vacation. You just chill. And I'm like, I can't. I was like, I don't know. I'm always have to be somewhere. I always have to do something. I do those two podcasts and then a few bands and just playing. I don't know if, do you think people know where San Antonio, Texas is? Just south of Austin. I don't know if it's big enough.
I'm sure like the Riverwalk puts it on the map.
Okay, yeah.
The Spurs. Tim Duncan.
Oh, man.
Spurs. You know what's funny? My wife's company, I don't want to get too much into it, but my wife's company is owned by a part owner of the Spurs.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. But before we get into all the amazing things you do, let's talk about the week. Fonz, what have you been up to?
Oh, man. On the weekend, we went with the whole family to go watch sumo wrestlers.
The U.S. Sumo Open.
Did you even know there was a
sumo? No, I can't say that
did. It was amazing. For $20, I saw 100 matches of sumo, dude.
Oh, I think I saw pictures of that.
Yeah. 4 hours.
How many pounds of flesh do you think you saw?
Oh, my God. It was awesome, dude. I put some videos up. The longest matches were the women.
Those were like
a minute and a half. I mean, some of them were just like... tossed out.
Is that because before they wrestled they talked about how they felt and then they got into it?
Oh, dude. You're gonna edit that out, right?
It looked awesome.
It was so much fun. I highly recommend everybody go check that out. These guys were amazing, dude. Just the amount of like power that they put in there for those amount of seconds, it felt like I was playing just like football, you know, just a one-on-one, just like,
yeah, now is it like other sports where there's like a star, like everybody knows this one person?
Yeah, was it?
There was like one guy that was really like, he's been competing in the U.S. Sumo Open for like 11 years, and he's only lost like four times.
Wow.
Jeez. And then so his record was like he broke 100 that day.
Oh, 100 nice.
Matches and five losses.
Got it. So
he's like the superstar for the US, and then there was another dude that was a judge, and he's a professional, like super elite athlete of sumo, worldwide and everything, right?
That's freaking awesome.
And this guy was huge. He was 600 plus.
What?
Jeez.
He was a big man, dude.
Yeah.
But then so he was wrestling some of the kids, which was funny.
I saw that clip.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Cool, man.
They had Japanese beer. They had food, Japanese food. They had sake. So it was at the Pyramid at Cal State Long Beach. I think it should be there next year. But you guys should really, really go check that out.
Yeah, I want to go after. Especially, I wanted to go, but then even more so after you put those clips on.
Yeah.
Another thing was that you were drinking beer there. I don't think they sell beer in the Pyramid for other events like basketball
they don't?
Or anything.
Oh, no way.
So.
Oh, cool.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, dude, it was a lot of fun. Highly recommend it. It was a lot
so that's
of
what
fun.
You did this
yes.
week. Wow.
Yes. So, yeah, you were talking about, like, the superstars and everything like that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, some of them people, we didn't know who they were, but they had really catchy names. So one of the last guys.
Throw me
the,
these one, names. One, yeah.
So everybody started screaming out, like, deep, D-E-E-P, deep. Uh-huh. Everybody started screaming. Nobody knew who he was, but it sounded catchy.
Yeah.
So everybody. So
started jumping. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's
there's
awesome.
Some really cool guys, man. You guys check that out.
We need to go. Yes. We need to cover it.
Oh, we need to cover it.
Yeah,
and do a match. Me and you.
What's that? And do a
open
match?
Weight.
Oh, I'd love to do that. Open weight.
They had an open weight, dude, at the very end, so we could do that.
Wow.
That'd be cool.
I think it'd be a tie. I think we'd, like, fall. Like, I'd probably have cardiac arrest.
I'm sure I'll get a cramp somewhere.
You'll get a cramp. You get a hamstring to blow. And
when he'll just walk out, like, I'm done.
Yeah,
I'm out.
Yeah,
I'm
exactly.
Right.
Just
I'm okay.
Handshake.
Yeah.
Great. What'd you do, man?
Dude, I went to the shortly after you, I went to the Dew Tour. Long Beach had the Dew Tour. I didn't realize that the Dew Tour is free. So
no way.
Yeah, they're free. Just walk in, and they had a Cameron. I don't know if you remember Cameron.
Uh-huh.
What's that one song he sings? We gonna get in on tonight.
Yeah.
Remember that song? But it was a free show. He was headlining, but. It was just awesome. They had skaters from all over the world, and they had, you know, beer gardens and stuff, and it was just hot. You're sweating and just drinking a lot of beer and watching skateboarders.
Did they have Mountain Dew?
Yeah, they had, like, free sample from Mountain Dew. They totally,
it.
Like, all the kids are over there getting, like, all the
it's a big
flavors.
Hose, it's just Mountain Dew.
You know, would you have tried, like, Mountain Dew with beer? Like, half and half?
I would.
Like a cola beer in Germany?
Yeah, I would totally have tried that.
Yeah.
But it was fun, man. I've, like, and you know, all the music that they play when the skaters are on, it's all punk rock.
Oh, mm-hmm.
So it's even, if it's not punk rock that I have heard, if it's not that, then it's punk rock that I haven't heard.
Which is even better.
Which is even better, yeah. And I'm like, sweet.
New stuff, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't really jump into the whiny stuff.
Yeah.
You know, because some of the newer school kids listen to that kind of stuff. But, you know, every now and then there's, like, some Black Flag or, you know, even Jello Biafra stuff, Dead Kennedy stuff. Like, yeah.
Nice.
But, yeah, that was my Saturday. So that was fun.
When did you fly in?
So I got in
Jules
Monday.
Escobedo of from San Antonio of Volcan.
Yeah, this is my second day here. And yesterday I just kind of walked around, I guess, the Hollywood, whatever, the Walk of Fame. I did all that stuff. I don't know if that's a thing that y'all still do, but it's a thing for, I guess, tourists and all that. So that was yesterday, and then today I went to the beaches. So I went to Santa Monica Pier and then Venice Beach, just
cool.
Check that out.
Oh, nice.
So that's why I'm hella tired. I was just like, we're just walking.
Oh, and the sun beat on you. It's hot today.
Oh, okay.
Maybe not Texas hot.
People keep saying, they're like, we're sorry about the heat. Oh, where are you from? Texas. Oh, we're sorry. It's really hot. I'm like, this is so nice.
Not
I'm
Texas.
Probably going to wear a jacket. And because, like, in Texas, it's like 100. You walk outside, you start just sweating instantly. And it's just really bad over there.
The last time I went to Austin, the cab driver told me that it was 100 degrees for 100 days in a row.
What?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that believable?
Like,
is that true?
No,
like,
it probably happened before I left.
Do they sell, like, Gold Bond at the gas station or something?
Everywhere?
Like, you fill up your tank and they give you Gold Bond?
Avoid bat wings.
You just don't go outside. Yeah, I think somebody posted a picture today of, like, you know, they're in their car, they have, like, the Fahrenheit, whatever. I think it was 110. Just like, oh, I just was at work for a little while, and I came back to my car, and my car is 110 now. All right. Well, and I was like, oh, shit. Okay.
So nobody leaves their animals in the car, right?
No, not at all. We don't even leave them outside. Like, you just put them inside if you can. Just, like, it's that hot to where...
Even the horses have, like, AC.
Right, yeah, yeah.
It's crazy. Dude.
Modern barn or something.
So you play in the brass section of Volcan. Tell our listeners what kind of music Volcan is.
Oh, man. We're a few different things, actually. So we're coined as an indie orchestra latina, which is a Latin orchestra or indie Latin orchestra. So what we kind of do is take those drum beats and those sort of sounds from Mexico or the Caribbean that we kind of grew up with listening through our parents and what our parents listened to, and then we add kind of our own flavor into that with our indie rock sort of side, because a lot of us are like indie rockers and we like that kind of stuff, and we just kind of blend it all together, mixing those cumbia salsa beats to like indie rock sort of vibe. Even we do some funk tunes and stuff, but it's all original music written by Jaime Mejia, who's our drummer. And actually today, a little while ago, I'll show you the music video, but we released a music video for Las Aves, and it was we partnered with Alejandro de Hoyos, Santico's Entertainment, Alamo City Studios, and the San Antonio Soundgarden, and it premiered at the Palladium there at one of the big movie screens. So it is a fantastic music video. It was a fantastic experience, and I'll definitely show y'all.
Congratulations. Yeah, Wait, when did that get released? Today,
A few hours ago. Okay. Oh, wow. I wasn't able to be there.
I heard that on your last podcast. It was released today. Mm-hmm. So what happens in other podcasts, Vons, is like people stick to their word. Like when they say they're going to do something. I say that because we never get things done on time. So when I heard that, I'm like, I was probably not going to get released if he's here.
No,
the show must go on.
There's 13 of us. Yeah, somebody will be there.
There's 13 band members. And you guys are all doing the same thing. Like, the last time I got 13 people to do anything was like a mosh pit, Fonz. And, and even then, people were going the opposite direction. So I can't imagine what kind of mayhem that is. Like, how does that work? What's the writing process?
Sure, it's horrible to get together. You know, everybody's schedules, you know. Even Jaime, before I was leaving, he's like, hey, can you do something real quick Sunday night? I was like, no, like, I'm leaving. Like, it's cool if everybody else is there. Just fill me in later. I'm totally fine. Like, I'm one of the leaders, quote unquote, in the group as far as, like, social media and stuff. But, yeah, it's crazy to get together, and we only really, you know, all get together for a show or something. We have a ton of shows. So it's usually a few of us that get together and hang out sometimes, but you know, whenever there's all 13 of us there, it's probably just for a show to be all there. The writing process, Jaime writes all that stuff out. He puts it on, he notates it all for all of our brass players and everybody else, and then he teaches us all individually, and we come together and we do it.
Nice.
I don't know, it's really a pleasure to work with such great musicians, because you know, sometimes it's really hard to find people that are on the same page. With Volcan, all of us are, we talked a little bit about it on my podcast when we had it, but we're all like the star of our own world, and we're all like really, we think we're all really good. So when we come together, it's just a magical experience for
us. So you guys are like a super group.
Yeah. That's
super group. It's
becoming more like that in San Antonio. It's like really cool that everybody really enjoys what we're doing, and we get pulled to do other projects. Like, I joined Deer Vibes just because I really wanted to, and then I doing some other stuff. Other members, you know, you can see other Volcan members in other groups and other stuff, like mariachi or something like that. So it's pretty cool that we have these group of guys together.
And I always, like, wonder about people's names, where the name come from. And it sounds pretty awesome with 13 people to be named Volcan. It's pretty cool. Well, how did you guys come up with that name?
Actually, I'm not too sure. I wasn't there when it started. I know the only thing I know is that Jaime doesn't like the name some reason. No, he's like, I don't really care about the name. We could be whatever. It was so hard to get our album on iTunes because Volcan is so used by a lot of bands. And he was like, so frustrated with it. He was like, I don't care, just change the name of the band. I'm like, no, Jaime, you can't do that. I was like, you can't change the name of the band when we're releasing an album. He's like, I don't care, I don't know how to do this, whatever. I don't know how to put our album out there and give us our own little you know, our own little thing, so it doesn't show up under somebody else. And I was like, I don't even like the name. Just change it. I was like, what is it going to be then, Jaime? I don't know. Like, don't do that. No. So we added, like, Indie Orquesta Latina to the end. But, yeah, that's what I know about the name. I wasn't there since the beginning. It's been going on for a while.
So on your website, there's the track Tu Mirar. That's a jam. Like, that was the first introduction to Volcan. You found it on your website. Uh-huh. That is a serious jam. Tell our listeners about that song.
So that song is definitely more of the, like, psychedelic fusion sort of thing that I was talking about earlier.
It's kind of a little, like, it reminded me a little bit of, like, when Santana played Monterey Pop Festival. Mm-hmm. He's just getting down on the guitar and you got a bunch of... It kind of had that feel. I was just like... Because it's high energy.
That's all we sort of do is high energy. And then whenever somebody goes to a Volcan show, we're going to get them to dance. Like, you're going to dance if you want to, or you're going to dance because one of us is going to grab you and dance with you. And it's, I think you saw the live video, right?
It was live.
So we didn't really go out into the crowd, but we always go out. We all have, like, wireless mics usually, and we just go out there and, like, I know the sax player usually goes out there and grabs some girls or whatever and just goes out and dances. You know, if you're just standing there looking, it's like, hey, just go and spin around with me. It's pretty crazy. So if you go to a Volcan show, we're pretty high energy and like to have a lot of fun.
Awesome. So San Antonio, what's the music scene like out there?
It's definitely growing. It's been happening this past year or 2 years. There's been a lot of people that really just enjoy their craft making music, and there's been a lot of people that have been behind it. The San Antonio Soundgarden is definitely just came about in the past year or two, and they're really about getting musicians paid money, because, like, a lot of times most of the time, and in other cities and everywhere else, they just see it as, like, a craft or an art or something, but they're really pushing it to be an actual job, something that people can make their living off of. Like, you can be a full-time musician, not in San Antonio yet, but is definitely getting there. And there's a lot of people that are behind that. There's a ton of local venues that have been popping up that are just, you know, really geared towards having people play and being, letting them run free with their art. You know, I don't know how it is around here, but, like, I know local venue owner, like, at Vapier or at Imagine Books and Records, if you go to them and say, hey, I have an idea, I kind of want to do something pretty crazy, and they're like, go for it. I'll show you what night you can do whatever. Just go for it. Just don't don't let anybody, like, ruin the place. But, like, you know,
that's kind of like a that's kind of like the Days Inn in Glendale doing a podcast. Inn in Glendale. Shout out to Days Inn in Glendale.
In Glendale.
But restaurant. Yeah, they're like, I want to do some kind of art, something. I want to, I don't know, just do some weird dance extravagant. And they're, sure, just whatever. Get some people here. And it's like, oh, awesome. Yeah, so
that's, I like that. I like when mom and pop shops can do that. Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, so that's what's going on down there. I mean, there's some bigger places like the St. Mary's Strip that has bars on bars on bars of, you know, different venues for people to play at, and it's really popping on the weekends. And, you know,
what was the name of that place?
It's the St. Mary's Strip.
Okay.
It's a street smaller than these streets, of course, but they have like 10 different bars down there, left and right, left, right. Just there's the Paper Tiger, there's the Mix, Limelight. There's a ton of different places that are just there where everybody goes on the weekends, and they're like, hey, this is the place to be or to see a band if you want to go. So
that's when the Spurs aren't playing, though, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Oh, man, don't even. The Spurs are huge in San Antonio. Yeah. You can't even. I went to college in Denton, Texas, which is just north of Dallas, for a few years, and when I came back to San Antonio, I was like, oh, I forgot about the Spurs. Like, I mean, I knew the Spurs, but I forgot how hyped the city is for this. That's what we have. That's ours. Like, that's our thing.
What's the big high school football team over there?
What was that?
The high school football team over there, because I know, like, Texas football is huge, right?
Yeah, Texas football is pretty big. I'll say Thomas Jefferson High School, because that's where I went, but we really suck, so.
shout out to Thomas Jefferson.
Thomas Jefferson Mustangs for losing all the time, but still rep the color.
So, where is the best place to catch a cold beer, breakfast, and live music? You mentioned a couple of them, but what are the places for breakfast, barbecue, cold beer, live music?
For breakfast, I think there's this place called Joe's Pancakes that's pretty close to my house. I couldn't tell you. I don't know streets, but
that's
Joe's
all right.
Pancakes.
Google it. Barbecue.
Barbecue. There's this place by the San Antonio Zoo called Augie's, and I would probably say that's a good place to eat a drink as well. They have a back patio. You can get their barbecue on the inside. Go sit on the back patio, and they always have the Spurs game playing like on a big projector there, and just get a couple beers on draft. It's pretty
gotcha.
Good.
And live music. One spot.
Live music. Oh man, if somebody listens to this one, I'm not gonna. Imagine Books and Records or The Ventura.
Imagine Books and Records.
Sure. All
right,
that's my pick.
So, in a 24-hour or a layover, you go and you got to knock those things out.
Yeah, for sure.
And visit Thomas Jefferson Mustangs, heralded by their football program by Jules Escobedo.
Well, they got me. They got some music out of it, I guess, but not a good sports place. Oh boy, hope nobody listens to that one.
All right, well, we are here in the fabulous city of Glendale. Dude, you're a Cramps fan, right? Are you a Cramps fan? Cramps fan? Do you like Cramps?
The Cramps? Yeah.
What's his name? Lux died here in the Glendale Memorial Hospital.
I thought you were like right here.
Here,
right
where we're sitting.
At this table.
Yep, that's how Glendale rolls.
Oh, wow.
But on that note, let's take a break.
We got kicked out of the Days
Inn in Glendale Lounge, baby.
We're too rowdy, yeah.
For being sober.
For being sober. I might have had an extra cup of coffee in there. Watch out.
Watch out, we
are in Glendale. The background noise that you hear is the infamous 134 freeway where Nicole Richie, she drove in the on-ramp backwards. That's where she got stopped.
Oh,
right there, minutes away from here. Do you know Nicole Richie is in Lionel Richie's daughter?
It's a stepdaughter.
Yeah. Her dad is Sheila E.'s brother.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, Peter Escovedo. So Escovedo is the E in Sheila E.
Oh, no. That's
spelled differently.
Wow.
Spelled
differently
than Jules Escobedo.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's right here, minutes away. Minutes away. Nothing has happened here. Nothing great has happened in this area until now.
Dude, you sound like a reporter right now.
Right?
I feel like I'm a reporter. I'm on the scene live. Notes. Jules, how'd you find us?
So I was kind of.
And do you regret it?
Oh, well, maybe. Maybe now, yeah. No. Totally. So I think y'all did some hashtags on Instagram. Like, I was looking for LA podcasts because, like, I love podcasting. I listen to a ton of podcasts, and I was like, I want to I have all this free time. What am I going to do, really? I mean, I can go do the whole sites, and I did some of that, but, like, I want to connect with podcasters that do what I do and, you know, see if they like what I do and get me on the show. So I think there was, like, he was, like, Los Angeles or Los Angeles podcast or something, some hashtag, and I was like, oh, let's look at these guys. Found your Instagram or whatever, and I was like, oh, this is pretty cool. Checked out your podcast, and I was like, hey, these guys are, like, super chill and, like, totally. And I messaged you, and yeah, I was just like, hey, get me on the, can I be on the show? Here's something, you know, here's what I do. Yeah. I'm going to be here next week. Can I, you know, join y'all for whatever? And yeah, we've been talking and messaging, and, that's how it happened.
Walter, I mean, hashtags work.
Hashtags work. I didn't know what hashtags were like a year ago. I was just like posting stuff.
Yeah.
And
definitely.
It's like, you got to do hashtags. But you know what? That's funny. Me and Fonz had this discussion. Fonz, you were stoked about doing this podcast too.
Man.
So was I. But tell Jules why.
Oh, the reason, I mean, we interview a bunch of musicians all the time, right? And most of them, they always play, you know, like string instruments or, you know, just a typical. What musicians play, in a rock band.
Guitar and all
so,
that.
So then we have you were a trombone player. I was like, oh, that's cool. That's something totally different. And,
you know,
like, well, when you specialize in as a musician or in anything really, like a guitar player gets a callus on their fingers, right? And then the drummer, you know, just like has the stamina.
Massive forearms.
Yeah, the calf from the bass drum. Yeah.
So a trombone player, what's your special power?
Okay.
Because I've never.
Can't tell the ladies. We all know the ladies.
I was about to say, you know, every girl I've. Oh, geez. Okay. I'll say it. Sure. Every girl I've kissed said, I'm a really good kisser. And that's the lips. The lips are the softest because, like, it tears away what, you know, like, I guess drummers get, like, calluses or you know, string players get calluses. I don't know what happens, but the lips get softer. So, like, I have, like, these big lips, I guess, for, like, a male, and it's probably because of trombone playing, and everybody said, like, you're a really good kisser. I'm like, thanks? I don't know how do I respond to that, but
ladies,
that's probably...
Ladies, you hear that? All this
LA,
in San Antonio.
LA ladies for right
and
now.
LA,
this week.
You're here for a couple days?
Yeah,
right?
I'm
going to have to
I'll
post this right away.
Just that clip.
Right
just
now,
clip.
Yeah.
That's not a bad superpower to have.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we don't really get anything. I don't know. My arm hurts sometimes, but whatever. It's not... I mean, I've been doing it since I was, like, 12 or 13, so it's pretty, you know, the usual.
Well, your weapon, you have a white trombone?
I have a few different trombones, and whenever I feel especially narcissistic, I bring out my white plastic trombone, and that definitely turns some heads, yeah. I use that for the music video for a few scenes, and it's super light. For one, it's super easy for me to play, and it's just like, because it's plastic and carbon fiber. And the reason they made that, which is pretty cool, is so that elementary kids can have a musical instrument other than the recorder, because they are a lot cheaper. Usually, like, regular brass instruments are a couple $1,000. These plastic instruments are only $100 or so. So
sweet.
You can get a few of them for an elementary school, have kids playing on a plastic trombone, learning an instrument already. So that's pretty cool. That's kind of what it was marketed for, but it looks super cool.
It does look cool. It looks really cool.
So you were talking about, like why I was excited, too, you know? So that was my musician part, like my my music-loving part. But then my podcasting part came out, too. It's like, oh, well, here's another podcaster. We don't hardly interview podcasters.
And then,
you know, like, people take the time to be on our show. So it's like, and then you took the time to be on our show. And so we just were really excited to have you on the show. And you were from
San Antonio.
So it's just like, all right, someone out of state, you know, we get out of our bubble. And interview people from outside of the state.
Yeah, man.
And not through the phone.
Yeah, not through the phone.
Not through
exactly.
the phone, you know. So it was pretty cool. I was
excited.
I
mean, it's totally different for me too, because I'm usually the interviewer and I'm being interviewed, and it's you know, totally different mindset. And that's kind of what I wanted to do as well, just be, you know, out of my comfort zone, because I do like doing that a whole lot. You know, with all these different bands I'm playing in, I have to take different hats, do different roles and stuff, and the one role that I don't do enough is being interviewed, or the interviewee. And I do that with my podcasts, interviewing bands, musicians, whatever, talking about nerdy stuff with my other one, but I don't get interviewed, and that's pretty cool. So thank y'all for letting me be on the show again.
Yeah, and your podcast, Texas Music Spotlight and Nerdy Things, right?
Yeah, podcasts. Nerdy Things Podcast, Texas Music Spotlight.
So tell me a little bit about Texas Music Spotlight, and your dad's involved in that, right?
Yeah. So my dad actually started it out, and he was going to retire from music. At first, he played with Emilio Navaira for 20-some-odd years, probably 30 now, but he played with him for a very long time. He was a bass player, and he wanted to retire, or he went into, like, cover bands and that kind of scene for a while in San Antonio, but he was kind of doing it for the wrong reasons, I think he said, and he was going to retire from music, but he's like, I really still want to do something with music, so I'm going to start a podcast. And I'm like, okay, that's pretty cool. And then he said, can you help me out? And I'm like, okay, yeah, sure. What's a podcast? Because I didn't know what a podcast was 2 years ago. And I was like, I've only seen maybe a few video podcasts. And I was like, okay, sure. And then he's like, this is the whole world of podcasting. Open up the door. And I was like, oh, my goodness. There's so much out there. And I quickly fell in love with a ton of shows. And he wanted me to help him with artist relations, just getting the bands actually on the show, like messaging them, hey, we have this podcast, want to be on a show, that's kind of what it is. So I was the main email train between people and our, you know, not even a company, but podcast. And I did all the social media stuff. So he didn't really know what to do on social media. So I was like, sure, I'll help you out there. So I did all that. And then he was like, hey, why don't you like host a show once or something, whatever. And I just fell in love with it. It was just so much fun, just, you know, that just talking back and forth, getting to talk about music and it being like not scripted, you know, like just having a free form conversation with a musician about music and it going wherever and people listen. That was pretty cool. And then I started hosting my own shows, picked up the Nerdy Things podcast this year, and I just want to keep doing more. I just love it. It's great.
Dude, yeah, you're a busy guy, man.
Yeah, I like to keep busy, man.
You are. That's good. Idle time is the devil's time.
Yeah.
So you guys just released that video with Volkan. What's next for you guys?
I don't know. We just released the Las Aves music video with all those guys I told you in part one of this podcast, and we are touring around Texas. We don't usually do that. We haven't been out of San Antonio a whole lot, but next month we are hitting a ton of dates around Texas. Austin, I think Corpus Christi, we're going to El Paso, a few different dates there. We want to get better known around the entire state and then hopefully going out of the state as well. Maybe coming over here to California.
And starting in Glendale.
Yeah, starting in Glendale at the Days Inn. We are going to be here.
Not after 8.
Not after 8,
because they close it up. I got you.
The brunch show.
The brunch, yeah, exactly. Brunch Tuesday brunch.
Yeah. We'll host it, too. We'll bring our own beer.
Game on, yeah. BYOB.
BYOB right there. So, you know, I forgot to ask you this. I'm sorry.
Sure, yeah.
Why the trombone since dad played the bass? How does that happen?
Well, he started off on tuba when he was in high school, and then he moved into bass shortly after that. But I don't know, just, you know, whenever, okay, some people don't know. Whenever you're, like, wanting to join the band, they're just kind of, it's a up in the air kind of thing. They don't really know what you're going to be good at. If you're I hate to say it, but if you're a girl, you might be better at a flute or a clarinet. Sometimes they do put you on a brass instrument for girls, but you know, guys, bigger guys are like, oh, let's put you on a brass instrument, you know, you're a bigger guy, do you want to play this? And because I couldn't make a sound on the saxophone, that's mainly why. I was like, they're like, this is the easiest instrument to start off on, and I was like, I can't do it. I don't know how to do it. So
that was your instrument, right, Walt?
Saxophone. I did. Yep. Yeah. Tenor sax. First chair. No biggie. Dang. Tenor sax.
Want to join Volkan? You got
you
it.
You know what? We move to San Antonio. Sweet.
14
people. 14 members. Yeah, exactly. You mentioned you guys might play in Austin. Have you been to Austin?
Oh, yeah, a few times. I go there sometimes just for fun or to go see some shows and things like that.
I've been trying to get Fonz to go to Austin.
Yeah.
Tell him why he should go.
Well, I think you should go to San Antonio first.
That's right. Go to San Antonio first.
After that, go to Austin. No, I think it's like here. It's a lot like LA from what I'm thinking. Just more people and less traffic. It's a lot more, I don't know. Everybody here's pretty friendly that I've met so far. But in Austin, it's just a lot of interesting stuff, interesting people, and a lot like LA because I haven't, I've only been here a few days, but I haven't been to a place I don't like. In Austin, that's kind of the same way. You don't really know your need to know your way around, but like if you just walk in somewhere, walk in to eat at a random place, it's probably going to be pretty good.
Especially if it's barbecue, right?
Yeah, yeah, barbecue, whatever. Austin has some really good craft beers that you should check out. So, yeah, I mean, you could just go walk around and just jump, walk into somewhere, and it's going to be pretty good. They have UT, so if you love football, it's a huge thing over there. The UT games are one to be reckoned with. Yeah, it's pretty fun if you like doing that stuff. But just the whole city is pretty interesting. I know probably for, like, L.A. as well, you hate when a lot of people come for, like, a big event. But in Austin, there's, like, the people that live in Austin that, like, oh, all these out-of-towners are coming in or whatever.
Damn,
but
tourists.
Yeah,
damn
tourists. Tourists.
I mean, keeping our economy up.
But, yeah, I mean, it's a fun place. It's interesting. And I'm sure if you're there for a few days, you won't regret it.
I keep hearing a lot about this Whataburger, too. What's up with this Whataburger?
Oh, I love the Whataburger. Yeah. Do you like Whataburger?
Oh, man, you don't even know. Whataburger is the burger.
Crack Fonz.
Is it crack?
Man. Crack. Oh. Yeah, it's great. And you should follow them on Twitter as well. They're pretty funny. You know, all those, you know, food places have social media, like, just going crazy right now. But Whataburger Burger is fantastic. I don't know what it is. It's just
Texas
ridiculous.
Beef, dude.
Yeah, it's the cows. It's in the cows. I usually get the bacon cheeseburger or whatever. The apple pie is pretty good, but they always give you this huge ass soda. A large is like a fucking gallon.
Does it come with the handle?
No. But yeah, Whataburger is great. Whataburger and Bill Miller's.
Bill Miller's is
super good. It's like sort of like a barbecue place. Not really. I don't know how to explain it because it has like fried chicken there. It has really good sweet tea. Sweet tea is a must down in Texas. Whataburger has good sweet tea. Bill Miller's barbecue has sweet tea as well. But yeah, just go to Texas and do it up.
Figure it out.
Yeah.
Do it.
I will. I'm down.
So we're kind of wrapping things up, but sure. I really want to talk about one last thing. You got a new website out.
And yeah.
Tell us about that and tell our listeners where can we find you and Volcan on social media?
Yeah, sure. So I'm definitely trying to, you know, branch out me personally. I do a ton of stuff and I want everybody to, you know, get involved with what I'm doing or go see me at a show or listen to a podcast. So it's JulesTheHuman.com. And that's my at on pretty much all the social media, but yeah, that's a central hub of where you can go. It has links to all my social media, all the bands I'm in, all the podcasts I'm doing and all that cool stuff. Hopefully a YouTube page, sometime next week when I get back, to San Antonio, but yeah, I'm doing a whole lot of stuff. And it'll be pretty awesome if everybody can go check it out and go listen to my bands and all that. So it's Jules, J-U-L-E-S, thehuman.com.
Sweet.
So since we're in Glendale right now, and we got to close it out with System of a Down.
System of the Down.
System of Down's here from Glendale.
They're from Glendale?
They're from Glendale.
Yo, they're from Glendale. Yep.
Are they coming back? I heard they were coming back.
Yeah, you know what? I did. I heard that too. They're putting there's a new album somewhere. It's like pretty close.
Yeah.
To get getting released.
But it's been a long time coming.
And then you can find Armenian food over here. A really amazing Armenian food.
Yeah.
It is the second largest Armenian population here in Glendale in the world.
Wow.
So there's a bunch of Armenians here. And they have really good food. You
awesome.
Have to check that out.
Yeah, that's what I found out about LA so far. It's just I pop into some random places to eat and it's like, okay, sure. It's really good. So I'm definitely digging it.
Yeah. Go to Portos, too.
Portos. Go to Portos.
Yeah, for sure.
Jules, enjoy the rest of your stay.
Yeah,
thanks coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Hopefully we can see you in San Antonio. Maybe we'll pay a visit out there.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely. If you're there in Austin, hit me up and we'll do something cool.
We'll do, sure. man. We'll do.
Yeah.
Anything thanks, else, man. You guys?
No, we're good.
All right. The pilot number 65. Fawn's in the books, dude.
Let's do it.
Reporting live. Yes.
Oh, we're the men from the street now.
We are the men on the street.
Men on the street. Yes.
Vestido color rosa, hoy he venido a conquistar tu corazón, mi niña hermosa. Pero las aves sin descansar, de flor en forma las mariposas, a dar unos besos en el mar.